Unit 9, Lesson F.
Confessions of an Astronaut. By the time we head out to the launch pad on flight day, we have spent years training in simulators, learning how to operate the shuttle and how to react in case of failures. Thousands of technicians and engineers have spent months checking over our spacecraft. We have performed a complete dress rehearsal, strapping into the shuttle and going through a practice countdown. But launch day is different. The fuel tanks are now filled with liquid hydrogen and oxygen at temperatures of hundreds of degrees below zero. The machine seems alive as we approach. Unlike rehearsal day, nobody is on the launch pad except the crew and a few technicians. We are wearing pressure suits to protect us from a loss of cabin pressure in case of a leak, and to keep out poisonous chemicals in case of a landing accident. In the antechamber to the shuttle, known as the White Room, we put on parachute harnesses, then climb through the hatch into the shuttle. The technicians strap us into our seats and help us put on our helmets. Then they close the hatch and retreat to a distance of several kilometers. Now we are truly alone. Along with technical talk about the countdown, there is often good-natured banter among the crew and the launch control personnel, but underneath the surface, each crew member is alone with their thoughts and emotions. For myself, I always figured that launch day was not the time to be thinking about whether I really wanted to do this. That decision was made when I joined the Astronaut Corps years before. Riding a rocket into space is a risky business, but our training has given us confidence that we can cope with problems over which we have a measure of control. I don't bother to worry about all of the many things that might go wrong, which are totally beyond our control. Instead, I enjoy the building tension and get ready to enjoy an incredible ride. We close the visors of our helmets to keep out the enormous noise that will soon fill the cockpit. At T-minus 31 seconds, the onboard computers take control of the final part of the countdown. Time seems to slow down as huge valves open and liquid hydrogen and oxygen propellant starts flowing towards the engines. At T-minus 6 seconds, we hear the roar of the three main engines starting up far below us. Because the engines are off-center, the entire vehicle rocks forward and then back to vertical over the next 6 seconds. During these critical moments, the shuttle's computers check readings from the engines to ensure that they are working correctly before issuing the command to ignite the two solid-fuel booster rockets. Once these are lit, they cannot be turned off, so you want to be absolutely sure that you don't leave the ground with anything working less than 100%. You certainly want to be sure you are pointed straight up. Suddenly, we feel a sudden thump on our backs as the boosters ignite. Looking out the window, we see the ground falling away. The noise and vibration are overpowering. One astronaut described the feeling as driving down a railroad track in a car with no shock absorbers. There is not much we can do to control our flight at this point. I find myself thinking, I hope it all holds together. We can feel the shuttle rotate, in a roll maneuver as soon as we clear the launch tower, to point towards our desired orbit. About 45 seconds after liftoff, still climbing almost vertically, we break the sound barrier. It is hard to believe that we can shake harder than at liftoff, but we do. So much so that during my first flight, I wondered if the wings were going to fall off. I reassured myself that 15 shuttle flights had already survived liftoff with their wings intact. We watched the velocity gauge creep up to the cutoff line, and then, suddenly, the acceleration ceases. I feel myself falling forward into my seat straps. I quickly undo them, and a slight push with one finger sends me floating over to the window, where I see the Earth below, far away, and moving past very quickly. The next few hours will be busy, reconfiguring the shuttle into an orbiting spacecraft, but for a few moments, I enjoy the relief of a successful launch and take in the beautiful view and the extraordinary feeling of weightlessness. We are in space.